Amen. Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早安，弟兄姐妹。
This morning, one of the lines that we just read, just sang, stuck out to me. It talked about when that day when we'll be complete, we'll lay everything down before Him. And this morning, we're going to be looking in Luke chapter 17. So if you'd like to follow in your Bibles or on your phones, turn to Luke chapter 17.
今天早上这个唱诗歌的时候有一条有一个一段诗歌非常感动我。那我们今天就要看到这个路加福音十七章来读神的话语。
This morning we're going to be looking at kind of where we are as we stand before Him now and where we will be.
我们今天看看目前我们处在的状况是什么样子，那有一天我们会到什么样到哪个地方去。
Where we are now as a church, as the whole world church, and where we once at some point will be.
我们今天我们看看全世界的教会在什么样的状况，那有一天我们会到什么样的情况去。
In all the years that we, Sarah and I, have lived in Detroit, we have rarely ever gone into the city of Detroit. We have sometimes gone into Detroit, but it is not like Chicago. When we lived in Chicago, everyone would go into the city.
我跟Sarah住在底特律附近很长的时间，但是实际上我们很少到底特律去，就不像在芝加哥我们可以到市区去，这边我们就很少到底特律去。
So some time ago, Sarah and I decided to spend a little bit of time down in the city together, just to spend a couple of days there actually, just because we've never really explored the city.
所以最近呢，我跟 Sarah 呢就想说，我们可以到底特律去看看。花点时间看看到底特律去真正的花一两天的时间在那边看看我们底特律情况。
We were really encouraged by what we saw, because if you look out across the line of the city landscape, you see a lot of cranes, you see a lot of construction.
这是非常让人家兴奋的事情，就是底特律，你到底特律去看到他们的地底特律的整个景观，看到很多那个建筑的那些高的那个吊车在那边做很多工地在那边建筑。
And really, as we took a tour, everywhere we go, we see new buildings going up everywhere.
到处我们都可以看到底特律到处都可以看到新的建筑工地在进行。
And in fact, while we were down there, we were driving around and we stopped for a moment and I snapped this picture.
在那边到一个地方我们停下来看到我们就照了一张照片，就是这张照片。
This is a picture of the newly constructed, or as it is being constructed, the Red Wings Stadium.
这栋建筑呢是在正在动工的，是底特律的冰球队红翅队新的球馆将来要在这边正在进行。
And the Red Wings, not now of course, but in the season of 2017, they're projected to be playing in this stadium.
预计呢，现在他们底特律这个队冰球队不在这边打球，但是预计2017年的开始呢，这个球季会在这个新的球馆打球。
Now, as we were driving down there, we could see a lot of people, and you can kind of see the sidewalk. And if you were to ask anyone if they were walking along the sidewalk, and if they were a Detroiter, if they were from Detroit, and you were to point to it, and you said, "Hey,what is this?" If you were from the outside of Detroit and you asked them, what is going on here? What is being constructed here? They would be able to tell you.
所以我们你在那边，如果是你是外地来的，你看到底特律本地的人在马路边人行道上就指着一个建筑正在动工的建筑，问他们说，这是要做什么用的？他们就可以告诉你。
They would be able to tell you that this is the future site. This right here is the Red Wing Stadium.
他们会告诉你，这就是底特律冰球队的将来的那个球馆。
And even though the stadium is not complete yet, anyone without hesitation can visualize, they can tell you what will be happening in the stadium.
虽然说这个球馆还没完成，但是每一个底特律的人都可以就是说人都可以看到说将来这个球馆会变成什么样子。
You know, in fact, if they are a Red Wings fan, they can probably picture themselves wearing a Red Wings jersey in the stadium with their family, with their friends, enjoying a game.
如果是底特律是一个底特律红雀队的一个球迷的话，他们可以看到说，将来他们会穿着底特律红雀队的球队的衣服，就坐在里面，跟着他们的朋友，跟他们家人坐在球队里面看红雀队打球。
They can tell you what will be happening there. They can visualize the sound, the music, what's going to be happening, all the activity that's going to be happening in the stadium. Is it a picture in their mind?
他们可以虽然说他们可以看到将来在里面，他们坐在里面看到那个里面的喝彩的声音、音乐，他们所有的那个球队打球的状况，他们都可以想到说他们将来会是这样在那里面。
You see, what it is there is a certain reality to this stadium that is now.
另外我们也可以用这个来当作一个图像，想到有另外一个情况是跟这个相似的。
There is something that people can see and touch and feel right now.
有个东西可以人可以现在可以看到，可以摸到，可以感觉得到，现在就可以感觉可以有的。
And yet people know that it is not going to be fully realized until about a year from now.
但是他们也知道说这个是还没有完成的，但一两年之后这个才会完成。
People are excited for it. And here's what they visualize the stadium to look like when it is finished.
你看到这个图片，就是他们可以看到说将来这个这是一个将来完成图片，他们可以看到就将来这个球馆就会变这个样子。
You know, people are excited in Detroit. People can feel it because they know that it is right in front of them. They know what will be there.
底特律的人就非常兴奋，他可以看到说，将来我们这边就会有一个这么漂亮的一个球馆。
You know, and this is what is similar when we speak about the kingdom of God. This is similar to the stadium.
我们谈到神的国度的时候。就是相似的，跟这个一样，就是像一个这个新的球馆一样。
You see, the kingdom of God for us is like this now. It is a reality. It is here and now. It has arrived. Now we can see. If you have eyes to see, you can touch and you can see the kingdom of God in front of you.
神的国呢也是一样，神的国已经到来了。那你有眼睛可以看得到，你也可以感觉到神的国就在今天就在我们中间，在这里。
But yet it is not completely realized, and so that's why the church, when you feel like you're like I have the Holy Spirit, I have the church, I have God's Word, I can see a portion of my life being changed, but yet I for some reason I'm not quite there yet. That is what you're feeling. That is what you sense.
这个在教会中间，我们可以感觉到。我们有圣灵，我们有教会，神就在我们神国在这里。但是我们觉得说这我们可以摸到，但是还是不是完全的。
The kingdom of God has been inaugurated; it has been started, but it is not yet finished.
神的国度已经开始了，已经存在了，但是还没有完成。
And one of the roles that the church plays, church, big C church, the world church, the role that OCC plays is to help the world to see, to touch, to feel, to understand that the kingdom of God has arrived.
这个我们教会的责任，全世界教会，还有我们奥克兰华人教会，在这个神国里面有一个角色要扮演的，就是要帮助这个人能够全世界人们认识，能够感觉到神的国度是什么。
Our job as a church, our job as a people, our job as God's followers is to reveal the reality that will be.
我们教会里面的人，弟兄姐妹，基督徒的，就是要帮助 帮助让我别人知道说将来的神的国度将来是什么样子，成就是什么样子。
You know, as a young believer, I remember reading the Bible and I would come to passages on the kingdom of God.
我年轻的时候，年轻是基督徒的时候，我就读了一段经文。
And I would have a general sense of what the scriptures were saying. I'd hear Jesus talk about the kingdom of God, but yet there was still something kind of strange about it.
我读了这段经文，我读了，好像表明白，但是我不是实际上不太明白神要告诉我们什么。
I would hear Jesus talk about the kingdom of God, and I would be a little bit confused.
我看到耶稣说神国，但是我有点就是模糊不清。
Jesus says things like this. He says, "Turn from your sins and turn towards God, for the kingdom of God is near."
那时候耶稣说离开你们的罪恶，天国近了，你们当悔改。
Or he'd say strange things like, "The kingdom of God is like a mustard seed planted in a field."
耶稣说天国像是一个芥菜种，种在田里面。
Or he'd say, "The kingdom of God is like yeast used by a woman to make bread."
他又说，天国好像是面酵，有妇人拿来放在面里面，直到全坛都发起来。
And honestly, when I read that, I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. The kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. The kingdom of God is like yeast. I don't understand what you're talking about, Lord.
然后那时候我读这些经文。我现在不能完全明白，什么天国像是一个芥菜种，天国像是一个面酵，这个是到底怎么回事
？The great thing about Jesus is that he speaks in a way that invites us to look for more.
耶稣讲道的方式呢，就是像是向我们邀请或是挑战，我们要问更多的事情。
And the passage that we're looking at this morning is a great introduction to the kingdom of God and what it is.
今天我们看到这些经文呢，就像是一个很好的一个介绍，初入门的介绍，是神的国度是什么。
It's taken out of Luke chapter 17. We're only going to look at a couple of verses this morning.
我们要看路加17章，我们看两节经文。
It says this.One day the Pharisees asked Jesus, "When will the kingdom of God come?" Jesus replied, "The kingdom of God isn't ushered in with visible signs. You won't be able to say, 'Here it is,' or 'It's over there,' for the kingdom of God is among you."
法利赛人问，神的国几时来到？耶稣回答说，神的国来到不是眼所能见的，人也不得说，看啊，在这里。看啊，在那里，因为神的国就在你们心里。
Okay, so the Pharisees, they come up to Jesus and they have a question.
所以这些法利赛人来到耶稣面前，他们有个问题。
When will the kingdom of God come?
神的国何时会来到？
They had probably heard Jesus talking about the kingdom of God before.
他们也许听过耶稣谈论神的国，以前听过耶稣谈论神的国。
They seem to associate. He seems to associate himself with this kingdom of God.
耶稣好像把自己跟天国连在一起。
They know that somehow he seems to associate himself with the arrival of the kingdom of God.
耶稣也好像把这个他自己跟神的国度要来到连在一起。
And then yet in their minds.In the Pharisees' minds, it looked nothing like what they had heard about, what they had thought the kingdom of God would be.
但是在法利赛人的心中、脑袋里面想的，这个跟他们想的这个天国要来到不太一样。
So if you read the Old Testament, you have a sense, and you look through the prophets, you have a sense of what the kingdom of God might have looked like, what they might have thought it would look like.
如果他们读旧约，就看到那个看到天国来到的时候，会有一样什么样的景象
？The Jews at the time of Jesus they had a picture. They had a very specific picture in their mind.
耶稣时代的犹太人，他们有特别的就是他们对神的国到来有特别的看法。
The kingdom of God would be part of the day of the Lord in their minds.
神的国来到的时候就是主的日子。
They would read prophets like the prophet of Joel.
他们会读到先知约珥书。
Where Joel would say, where the sun shall turn into darkness and the moon turn into blood.
约珥书说太阳要变成黑暗，月亮变血色，这是神来到那日要发生的事。
There would be a day of wrath, a day of visitation from the Lord.
那一天神的震怒会来到，神也会来到这里。
So these prophets like Joel and Isaiah planted a picture in the Jews' mind of, in Pharisees' mind of what they would expect when the kingdom come, there would be a great visitation from the Lord. There would be visible signs coming down from heaven.
所以在旧约，在以赛先知以赛亚或者是约珥他们说到了神来到的日子，会有神的震怒，会很多那个景象，异象会出现。
And the scriptures doesn't say it, but it's quite possible that the Pharisees may have even asked, Lord, what about the visible signs? You say that you are ushering into the kingdom of God, you are associated with the kingdom of God, and yet we don't see any kind of signs of the kingdom of God.
在圣经里面没有明确提到，不过他们法利赛人也许会想说，耶稣你来的时候，这个会有什么样的景象？你来的那个天国来到的时候会有什么样的景象？说天国要来到了。
So maybe they actually asked that question outright, or maybe this is Jesus knew where they were coming from. They understood what they were asking, what they were looking for.
也许他们问了耶稣，也许他们没问，但是耶稣知道说他们想要问这样的问题。
And Jesus tells them, he says, look, I know what you're looking for. I know that you're looking for visible signs, but I tell you that when the kingdom of God comes, when it arrives, and actually the kingdom of God is in your midst, you won't be able to say it's over there or it's over here. The kingdom of God is among you. It is in your midst.
耶稣说，我知道，耶稣说，我知道你们想要问什么。你想要说，天国来到的时候，会有这样的景象，会有那样的景象。耶稣说，不是的。耶稣说，天国来到的时候，天国就在你们中间，就在你们里面。
He tells them, the kingdom of God is the one who's speaking to you, the one who's right in front of you.
他说，天国就是在你面前，天国就是跟你讲话那个人。
He is the one who inaugurates us. He is the one who begins to bring heaven down to earth.
他就是那个人把天国带到地上，那个人就是就是跟你讲话的人。
You know, but that still doesn't answer the question of what the kingdom of God is. You can go look at Jesus Christ. He says, look, I'm right in front of you. The kingdom of God begins with me. But yet, there's still this question, this understanding of like, I still don't understand what the kingdom of God is. What is it?
耶稣说，天国就在你面前，天国就是个跟你讲话的人，但是我们实在不能了解他到底说什么，不是天国是就在你面前跟你讲话。
As we kind of look back at the Old Testament, if we look back and we look at the New Testament, we have some words that talk about the kingdom of God.
我们看旧约里面有一些话语是谈到有一些经节谈到神的国。
The Hebrew word for the kingdom of God in the Old Testament is malkut.
在希伯来话讲那个神的国度，刚才用牧师讲的。
Or the Greek equivalent in the New Testament is basileia.
或者另外在希腊文里面用另外一个字。
And both terms talk about God's reign, God's rule.
这两个字的意思呢，就是神的治理或神的管辖。
So instead of a place, instead of what we think of as a kingdom, you know, there's some places that say that the sun will never set on the kingdom of England, or the sun will never set on this ruler or that ruler. We tend to think of kingdom as a place to be ruled over, a territory.
我们他没有讲说这个是一个世界上的王国，说是像英国大英帝国，这不是的，这是不是在地上的一个一个有土地的管辖的地方。
But when we look how Jesus speaks of it, when we look how John the Baptist speaks of it, it is not a territory where you can point to it, where you can say this is the land. It is more of God's reign, His sovereignty, His rule, His authority over.
这个不是我们讲到这一个领土或者是一块地方是人来管的。耶稣讲的是一个国度，是一个有主一个主权，有治理权，有个统治权，有个权柄的一个样的国度。
So for example, when John the Baptist announced that the kingdom was near, he meant that God's rule, God's reign is about to come down upon the earth.
所以使徒约翰宣告神的国近了，他是说神的治理，神的统治要经过耶稣弥赛亚降到这里。
And his rule, his reign is breaking through the person of Jesus Christ.
他的治理，他的统治权是经过耶稣基督来到这个世上。
Because remember, let's go into heaven for just a moment, just for a moment, like that we're in heaven.
你想想，如果假设我们想说我们想说我们现在在天上。
In heaven, God's reign is perfect.
在天上，天堂里面，神的统治是。完美的。
In heaven, everything is centered around him. Everything points his focus towards him.
在天上，所有的事情，所有的事物，人事物都是环绕着神，所有的人事物都是指向着神。
Currently in heaven, all beings, those who have knows the Lord, who have passed away, are now in heaven. Those who are angels, they are all centered. They are all under his authority.
目前所有的已经过去的已经死去的人，或者是其他的所有的活物，还有天使，所有的都是环绕着他。
His reign, his rule is complete and full and whole in heaven.
他的统治治理是完全的、完整的、完美的。
But not so here on earth.
但是在地上不是这样子。
You don't have to go very far at all to understand. You don't have to go outside of these doors to understand, to know that his reign and his rule is not whole, it's not complete.
你是不需要跑到很远的地方，出去很远，你不需要出这个门，你就可以知道说，神的在这地上的治理统管辖不是完美的，不是完全的。
You go into your workplaces, you go into your schools, you turn on the news, you understand that his reign and his rule, his sovereignty, his authority is not complete here on earth as it is in heaven.
你到你的学校或者你到工作场所，你就可以看到神的今天的治理管辖权柄不是完美的。
In fact, that's what Jesus, when they asked, teach us to pray.This is what Jesus was teaching his disciples.
所以耶稣在教导他的门徒去怎么样去祷告，这样耶稣这样教导他的门徒。
It's the Lord's Prayer. Many of you have it memorized.
就讲到神的主的祷告，就是主祷文，很多人会已经可以背下这段经文。
I remember reciting the Lord's Prayer growing up, but really having no idea what I was praying.
我记得我小时候我长大的时候我就会背这个这段经文，但是我不晓得我在祷告什么。
First few lines is our Father in heaven.
这经节这样开始，这主导文这样开始，我们在天上的父。
You say, Hallowed be your name.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
You say, Your kingdom come.
愿你的国降临。
Your will be done.
你的旨意行在地上。
On earth as is in heaven.
如同行在天上。
What we're praying, when we pray that prayer, what we're praying is we're praying that God would break down, that heaven would come down, that his perfect sovereign rule would come down from heaven and inhabit and fill the earth.
我们在祷告，这个祷告就是我们在祷告，这样祷告的时候，就是说我们祷告神的国度从天上降到地上，实行在地上。
Now you may say that's a depending on where you're at with the Lord, you may say that's a beautiful biblical truth. That is a maybe something I had not thought of before, that the God's perfect rule is in heaven and basically we're praying for it to break down and we're praying for it to fill the earth, we're praying for it to fill our community and our family and the world.
这个看起来就是一个好像在圣经里面的一个很漂亮的一个真理。我们这样祷告的时候就想说神的国度就是让我们祷告它就下来充满了我们家庭，充满我们的社区，充满我们的附近的整个世界。
But what does that look like?It's a great, so many things in the Bible we read about and we're like, oh, that sounds wonderful. That's a great biblical truth. I can see what the scriptures are saying, but what does that actually look like?
我们看到读的是很好，就像很多圣经里面的经节一样，这都是一个很好的一个圣经的真理。但是它实行起来真的会是什么样子？我们到底会看到什么东西？
What happened when his reignbegins to fill a community.
就想到他的统治。
What happens
在社区里面
？What happens when his rule begins to fill a school?
他的治理到一个学校会怎么样
？You know, I was talking with someone recently who I'm speaking to those in school now.And I was talking to someone who shared about a revival that happened in her high school.
最近我跟一个人在谈，就谈到一个在高中里面有一些事情发生。
She said just a few of us became Christians.
我们几个人变成基督徒。
And we would meet in the school, and we would invite people to come and hear the gospel.
我们在学校就是有聚会，然后我们邀请其他人来加进来。
She said first there was 4 of us, and then there was 12, and then there was 30 of us.
我们四个人，变成12个人，后来变成三十几个人。
And then there was like 60 of us.
变成六十个人。
And she said I've never, like, since that time when I had that happen in my school and we could see God work, like, just in an amazing way. In fact, like she said, it felt like a half of our class began to follow Jesus. And I was like, I've never seen that before.
他想到说，哎，这个我就看到这个，我人就慢慢增长。我想我班里面的一半人变成基督徒，跟随基督，我从来没有看过这样的形象。
Like in her school, like the kingdom of God kind of broke out in her school.
那个在她的学校里面，这个神的国呢就在里面建立了。
What happens when the kingdom of God, His rule or His reign breaks out in your marriage?
如果神的治理会在你的婚姻里面降临。
Or what happens when it breaks forth in your family?
在你们的家庭里面建立。
Maybe some of you could be witnesses of that. You could say, I could see. I have been a witness of, I can see God's kingdom breaking out in my family, in my immediate family, in my relatives.
也许你们中间有人可以见证说神的国度在我们家里面建立，在我们近家庭或者远亲里面，亲戚里面建立。
I give thanks to God. I give praise to Him because I see God's reign.Breaking out in my family.
我感谢神，因为我看到神的国度在我们在我们的家族里面建立。
My dad's family lives out in Idaho.
我父亲的家庭我父亲住在爱达荷州。
He's got 3 brothers out there, and I've got cousins, aunts, and uncles out in Idaho.
我父亲有三个兄弟在爱达荷。And a
number of years ago, Sarah and I, when we were out there visiting, we noticed something different in my cousins.
几年前我跟Sarah 到爱达荷去，我看到有些事情在变化。
We began to notice some changes in my cousin Corey, and his wife Danielle.
我注意到我的堂弟Corey 和他的太太 Danielle.
We'd have some interaction with them, and we'd sometimes look at each other or kind of go back and go, something is going on with Corey and Danielle.
我们跟他们已经有长时间交往，我们就注意到说有些事情在他们中发生了。They
aren't the same couple that you know, like when they were young, and something's happening in them.
我看到说他们有时候在争吵，在互相讲话大声，有点事情。
You know, Corey and I, and Corey and I have never talked in depth about what happened in his marriage, in his wife.
我堂弟 Corey 跟我从来没有说深谈过，说他们的婚姻到底怎么样。
It's funny, in our family, like when I go to my family, so many times we just didn't talk about faith. I didn't grow up talking about religion or faith in my family.
有时候我们跟家人相处的时候，我们就没有跟他们谈信仰的事情。我成长的过程里面，我不习惯跟他分享信仰的事情。
And so I called them this last week, and I asked them.
所以这个上周我打电话给他们，问他们。
I said, Corey, we got together and we prayed like over a breakfast one time as a family. We went out and we prayed together once, and we never talked. What happened to you? Like what was going on with you?
我们记得我们以前在一个早餐上面我们一起祷告，这么多年了，你到底发生了，对你怎么样，最近怎么样？
Chris said, Brady, Danielle and I used to fight all the time.
他说，Brady, 我跟 Danielle，以前常常吵架。
Like that's basically how we communicated with each other is by fighting.
我们之间的沟通方式就是吵架。
He said we were basically as a couple, we were living for ourselves.
以夫妻关系来讲，我们个人为个人各自己生活。
Said each of us had our own idea of what we wanted when we came together.
我们两个人各人有各人的自己想要的想法。
I said, "Well, Corey, back up. How did it change?"
我问他说，Corey, 那这个事情怎么改变呢？
His wife Danielle was looking for a school for their young son.
他说，他的太太 Daniel 为想帮他儿子找个学校。
They had sent their young son to a Catholic preschool, and then their son went to kindergarten, and they were dissatisfied with the program in the kindergarten.
小孩子原来是在一个基督教的学前还有幼稚园的小学。
And so Danielle began to look for schools, and she looked around in the area that they lived in, and she found a few of them. She found there was one that was connected to a church.
他Danielle就附近找了几个学校，他找到一个，是那个学校是跟教会有关系的。
It was definitely not her first choice, but on the phone they said, you know what, you have to make a deposit. There is one single spot left, and so, but you have to secure it with a deposit.
他说他找到那个学校，他不是他很喜欢的学校，但是那个学校告诉他说，我们还有一个名额，但是你要保留这个名额的话，你必须放定金下来。
And Danielle thought, well, he's probably not going to go there, but I better just make the deposit just to secure the spot.
Danielle 想说，我想我儿子大概不会去上那个学校，不过为了保就是一个保安全网保证说有个位置，所以我就写了那个定金。
Well, it ended up with her son ended up going to that school.
他儿子结果就上了个学校。And
he went to a school where the kingdom of God was present.
他去那个学校呢，是神在的学校。And
he began to come home, and he began to ask questions. He'd say, Mom, have you invited Jesus into your heart?
他回到家里面，他开始就问他妈妈说，妈，你有没有邀请耶稣到你心中去？
He'd ask my cousin Corey. Corey, have you? He said, Dad, do you have Jesus in your heart?
他问他的父亲，爸爸，你心中有没有耶稣？有没有在你心中？
And my cousin, he told me, he's like, you know, we thought my son's 5 years old. Like, what does he know? You know, what's he talking about? I mean, he's going off to school, bringing this stuff back. But, you know, what does he know?
我当时想想说是这个他就五岁的小孩他懂什么这个啊这个不晓得他在想什么。
Danielle would go into the school and she said she'd go into the school and she said it felt a little bit strange at first.
Danielle, 她妈妈她开始觉得说她去学校的时候开始觉得有点怪异。
She says, I remember going into the school and someone had lost a set of keys.
我记得我知道有一次到学校去有人掉了一串钥匙。
And she said they were praying over the keys. They were praying that they would find the keys.
就有人就聚在一起为这个掉的钥匙祷告。
And she even though she had grown up in a church, she'd gone to a kind of like a Catholic church. She's like, I just had never seen anyone pray for keys before.
Danielle, 她虽然说是在教会家庭长大，她是天主教家庭的背景，但是她说她从来没有看到有人为钥匙祷告。
She said, why don't they just get up and look for the keys?
那为什么他们为什么不出去找钥匙呢
？Well, their son convinced Danielle to go to church with him one Sunday.
所以他这个小儿子呢，有一天礼拜天呢，就是劝他妈妈跟他一起去主日学。
And Danielle heard about while she was at church, she heard about a women's conference that would be happening, you know, in a few weeks.
在那边他听到这个教会不久会有一个妇女的营会。
And she asked about it. She asked someone who had invited her, who she knew, and she's like, "Well, I'd be interested in at least going to the women's conference."
他就问旁边的就是有邀请他的人说，这个我也有点兴趣，对这个妇女营会聚会有兴趣。
And there were the conference was sold out. There were no tickets left. But the woman said, "You know what? I will find some tickets for you."
这个时候呢，这个营会已经全额满了。不过那个人跟他说，我会帮你找到一张票。
She said, "When I went to the conference, Brady, she's like I experienced God in a way that I had never experienced Him before."
他告诉我说，Brady, 我到这个营会去。我经历神，没有像我以前从来没有经历神这样子过。
She said, "I've gone to church before and I've prayed and I knew about Jesus on the cross, but I never experienced Him personally like that." She said, "I cried for most of the conference." She said, "I couldn't stop crying."
她说我我以前也去教会，也知道耶稣死了，耶稣死了，但是。我从来没有像这次去，我这次去，我就是经历耶稣，但是我就从头哭到尾，一直不停的哭。
See, what was happening was that, like heaven, she was experiencing the kingdom of God. She was experiencing God's rule in that place. She experienced it for herself personally.
她经历到神的管理、神管辖到这里，她亲身的经历到这个神。
And that day, God's rule, God's reign began to fill Danielle.
在那一天，神的管理、神的管辖充满了 Danielle.
And Danielle said, "You know what? I know that it's not this dramatic for everyone. I know that."
Danielle 说，我知道不是每一个人都有同样这么强烈的经验。
But she said, "I couldn't stop thinking about the Lord. I would read my Bible every day. I just couldn't get enough of Him."
但是对我来讲，我就是这样的经验。我觉得我对我不能停下来对那个圣经的渴望。我整天每天就要读圣经。
I asked Corey. I said, "Corey, did you when Danielle came back from the conference? Did you notice a difference in her?"
我问 Corey， 我的堂弟说，当 Danielle 回来的时候，你有没有注意到她有什么样不一样吗
？He said, "Yeah, well, at least I noticed that we stopped fighting."
哦，我注意到我们不再争吵了。
And he said I was happy about that.
他说我这样很好啊，我很高兴。
He said, I wasn't really interested in God. But since we stopped fighting, like I was gonna ride that out. I'm like, this is great. I don't know what happened to her, but at least we're not fighting anymore.
他说我虽然对耶稣没有很大的兴趣，但是我们停止争吵，这个很好啊。所以我好处我当然拿了。
And Danielle was honest. She said, "You know, I'm a type A personality."
Danielle 比较他比较诚实。他说我是一个 A 型的人。
So she said, "I can barely be controlling sometimes."
有时候呢，我比较就是能够克制。
But when God's authority, when His like when she experienced Him and the kingdom of God came down and she met with Him, God met with her, and His rule began to fill her life. She said, "I began to change how I interacted with Corey."
他等于说，当神的国度降临，当神跟他在遇到的时候，他感觉神的治理。 神的统辖在他生命里面，他对这个Corey的态度改变了。She said,
"I began to show patience to Corey. I began to show grace to him. I began to, when there are things that he did that I didn't like or that bothered me, she said, I began to let go."
我对Corey开始比较有耐心，开始可以用恩慈的方式对待他。所以以前的有些事情会干扰我，会觉得很烦的。现在我都不再计较了。
It was one of those things that stuck in my mind when she was sharing me with me her story. She said, "I just let go."
她说，她就跟我讲一些事情，然后她说这个事情我就让它过去了。In
some ways, it sounds so much like trust to me. It sounds so much like resignation to me. It sounds so much like I'm entrusting my marriage to the Lord.
有时候就想说，就是说要相信我，我把我的那个婚姻相信放到那个对神的信任上面去了。Corey
began to go to church. He said, he began to go. He said, at first, honestly, I wasn't really that interested at all. I wasn't interested in going to church.
Corey呢，开始去教会了。他说，刚开始呢，我去，但是我没有什么兴趣。
He said, "I'd make excuses sometimes if there was 2 feet of fresh snow in the mountains. I'd be like, 'Well, honey, there's fresh snow in the mountains. You know, I got to go snowboarding today.'"
他说，有时候呢，我山间下雪了，有两尺的雪。他说，这个今天不要去教会了，我去滑雪吧。But
God began to slowly work in his heart.
但是神在他心中动工。He
got to know the people in the church.
他开始认识教会一些人。
Corey said, I learned by experience. Some people can read the Bible, can read books about God, and they can apply it immediately. That speaks to them.
Corey说，我学习方式是要经历。他说，有些人呢可以读圣经，读完了之后马上实行出来。He
said, but for me, I needed to touch it with my hands. I learned through my hands.
但是对我来讲，我的学习方式是我必须要用手去触摸，去用实际上动了之后才会相信。And
so as he experienced God's rule through Danielle, through the church, and then slowly in himself, he experienced God for himself.
他经历到神的治理是经过管理，是经过Danielle，是经过教会。 然后慢慢的到他自己，他经历了神。And
after a few years of going to the church with Danielle, he was baptized.
在经过与那个Danielle一起去教会数年之后，他受洗了。But
you see what happened? You see what happened? You see the reality of heaven coming down into their marriage, God's reign, God's rule. It is a picture of what happens when his reign, his rule, when you go, I'm giving myself over to you. Whatever you want, whatever you need, whatever you desire for me, I'm just going to let go. When you do that, and God's reign begins to fill you, there's just changes, real changes that come about because heaven is coming down into your marriage, into your family.
所以你可以看到这个婚姻里面一个例子，那个神的国度就降到婚姻里面去。 他的例子，那所以我们可以说，神，你要什么，你来管理我，我所有的，不管所有的一切，你都可以拿去，因为我们这样子的话，我们的婚姻可以变得更好，这神的国度就会更好。And
once we have and begin to experience the reign of God in our lives, we begin to also experience the blessing that comes with it.
当我们经历神的国度在我们生活里面的时候，我们可以得到神更多的祝福。
As I was talking to them, Danielle said, "You know, and I mean, our marriage is not perfect. You know, we our problems have not just disappeared. It's not like we never argue anymore, never fight anymore. But boy, she's like, when I look back at our family, when I look back to where we were, several years ago, a number of years ago. She's like, it's just so clear, God's transformation, God's reign in our life.
典里有告诉我，我们的婚姻今天不是完美的，我们有时候会吵架或什么的，但是我们想到以前，几年前的时光，看到我们这今天，这是真是一个非常大的改变。
And you see, that's one of the roles of the church. Why we exist as a church, one of the things that we are about as a church is that we are to reveal the kingdom of God through our being.
所以我们要教会要显示出启示神的国度，要经过我们活出来来启示神的国度。
Matthew 24:14 says, "And the good news about the kingdom will be preached through the whole world, so that all the nations will hear it, and then finally the end will come."
在马太福音24:14里面说到，这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
As the church preaches the good news, as we share the gospel, as we talk about the kingdom of God, as you look, that was one of Jesus' main messages, the kingdom of God is near. As we do that, and as we are being the message, the kingdom of God will be revealed to the community around us.
所以这个耶稣讲到我们要传讲神国的福音，所以我们教会要经过我们要传讲神的福音，传讲神的国度，在这个社区，在这个地方，那神的国度就会我们就会变成神的国度的信息。
And people will begin to experience the blessing, the true blessing of God's rule, God's reign in their life.
那人们就会享受到神的神国度的祝福。
I want to share with you another example of God's people revealing the kingdom of God.
我要跟你分享另外一个例子，是一个神的子民在启示神的国度。
I've shared with you, oh boy, it's probably several months back, a little bit about the Daughter Project.
几个月前我跟各位分享了女儿之家的事工。
It is a ministry just to the south of us in Ohio, and I shared with you that in Ohio, Ohio is one of the highest states for sex trafficking, for human trafficking.
这个事工在我们南边的俄亥俄州，我跟你们分享过，这个俄亥俄州是色情行业，就是买卖人口非常非常严重的一个地方。
And it was established, this house, this place, this home was established to minister, to heal girls, young girls who had been trafficked.
这女儿之家是一个施工，它是一个收容所，收容那些女孩子掉入色情业，然后被解救出来的女孩。
So God's people in that area are rallying, are supporting, are giving themselves to the healing of these young girls.
所以那个地方附近的基督徒呢，就来支持为这来。鼓励支持这个事工。
Jeff Wilberger is the one who created or who God gave the vision to create the Daughter Project.
Jeff Wilberger 这个人是这个女儿之家的创办人。
He sent me recently. He had sent me an update. He's like, I just want to share with you what is happening here at the Daughter Project.
他最近给我一个就是最近的现况介绍，这个女儿之家的现况。
He shared about several girls, but I'll share with you about Tracy.
他提到了几个女孩，我就是今天特别讲一个女孩，名字叫 Tracy.
So Tracy is 15 years old, and she lives in the house now.
Tracy 15岁，现在住在这个女儿之家。
And Tracy's background is that her mom still struggles with alcoholism.
Tracy 的母亲呢，是有酒瘾。
Her father is gone, is out of the picture.
他父亲已经离家不见了。
And her stepfather is abusive or has a history of being abusive to her mother.
他的继父呢是在对他的母亲呢是有就是有非常虐待暴力的虐待。
One time Tracy recently went up to Jeff and said, Jeff, I'm not like you.
他 Tracy 就最近跑了跟那个 Jeff 说，就是创办人 Jeff 说，Jeff, 我跟你是不一样的。
In other words, my background is not like yours.
我以前的生活跟你不一样。
She said, when I got up in the morning, no one was there.
我早上起来的时候，旁边没有人。
It didn't matter. No one cared if I went to school.
没有人管我上不上学。
She said, no one was looking for me whether I got home or not. No one cared if I returned home.
我回不回家，没有人管我，也没有人会来找我。
Eventually, even at the age of 12, in reaching out for kind of like for affection, because there's just such a hole, such an absence of love, that she connected with an older man.
所以在十二岁的时候呢，她非常空虚，她需要爱，她需要人家来给她安慰，她就是没有就是找到一个比较老的年纪大的一个男人。
A 30-year-old man said that he would be her boyfriend.
有一个三十岁的男人跟他说，我会变成你的，我要成为你的男朋友。
And instead, he took her in and he trafficked her.
他那个男的就把他带到他那边去，结果变成他进入了色情行业。
And earlier this year, Tracy wrote a letter to Jeff Wilberger.
今年初Tracy 呢写了一封信给Jeff.
Said thank you Jeff for the Daughter Project.
他说：“谢谢你，杰夫。谢谢谢谢你这个女儿之家这个施工。
If it was not for you and the house moms,
如果不是因为你还有这些家妈妈们呢
，I would either be in jail or dead.
我不是在监狱里面，就是死了。
I do not know why God loves me.
我不知道为什么神爱我。
But the moms are helping me to understand.
But 但是这些家妈妈呢，帮着我知道。”神为什么爱我？
See, for Tracy, she can see God through these house moms.
Tracy 呢，可以经过这些家妈妈呢，能够认识神。
Yeah, through the church, she has a small picture that's growing of what the kingdom of heaven is like.
经过教会呢，我们可以看他可以看到这个神的国度是会是什么样子的。
But how about you? Do you want, do you desire more of God's reign, His rule in your lives?
你呢？你怎么想？你想不想要神的国度，神更多的在你生命中掌权，治理你？
What I want you to do is just to bow your heads with me and just close your eyes.
大家低头，闭着眼睛。
And I'm going to give you a time to talk with the Lord. If you hear about Corey and Danielle's story,
你们听到那个我堂弟 Corey 跟他太太 Daniel 的故事
，and you hear about the blessing of God's reign in their lives.
你看到神在他们在他们生命中掌权带来的福分。
If you want that, if you want, like, Lord, I have some of your rule in my life.
So, 神，我想要有你在我生命中掌权。
But God, I want more.
我要主。
I want to surrender like more of myself to you.
我希望能够更多的降服于你。
Ask him. You can ask him now.
你可以。向他要求。
Lord, we desire more of your kingdom.
神，我们希望你的神国更多。
And desire more of your kingdom rule to be in us.
你的神国在我们中间更多。
Lord, that we open up our hands.
我们张开我们的双手。
We open up our hearts.
打开我们心。
Open up our minds to you.
把我们心灵打开。
Help us to let go.
让我们放弃这些。
So clear how much you love us.
So, 我们了解，我们知道你多爱我们。
You withheld, there is nothing that you withheld from us.
你不为我们没有保留什么。
Not even your own son.
甚至你的儿子。
He came down.
来到地上。
So that we would be able to experience your reign in our lives.
所以我们可以经历你的在我们生命中的掌权。
Father, we want more of your reign.
父啊，我要更多你来掌权。
In our families.
在我们家庭中。
In our community.
在我们社区中。
In Auburn Hills.
在我们在奥克兰地区。
In Rochester Hills.
在Rochester Hills.
In Detroit.
在Detroit.
In the world.
在全世界。
God, we're asking you to fill us with your rule so that we would be able to share it with others.
神，我求你给我们更多你的管辖，让我们可以跟别人分享。
As you taught us to pray,
你告诉我们怎么样祷告。
Our Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父。
Holy is your name.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Your kingdom come.
愿你的国降临。
May your will be done.
愿你的旨意行在天上地上。
Here on earth.
如同行在天上。
Here at OCC.
在我们奥克兰教会。
As it is in heaven.
跟在天上一样。
Give us this day.
给我们日用的饮食。
Your daily bread.
给我们今日的食物。
And forgive us for our sins as we forgive those who sin against us.
免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
Lead us not into temptation,
不叫我们陷入试探。
But deliver us from the evil one.
救我们脱离恶者。
Amen.
Amen.